What's up, y'all? Welcome to the Sports Medicine Broadcast. We're doing Listener Spotlight. Carlos Presa is down in La Jolla, down there in the Valley of Texas, doing some good work. He is also the counterpart of Israel Montano. Both of them are great advocates for the Sports Medicine Broadcast in their area. I know they've been very active in the chat rooms when we're doing the live chat. Both of them were there for the last one. We were talking about legal concerns and students taping and that kind of thing. So lots of good conversation going on there, and I think lots of growth going on down in the valley with great athletic trainers. Carlos, this is about you. So how long have you been in the profession?
I've been in it for 15 years with 1 year kind of I didn't take off, but I had to take it off. So right. 16 years, I guess, but only 15 years working.
All right. And then tell me about high school, because I was 4 years in high school, 5 years in college, and now this is my 12th year as a professional. What does your story look like?
Yeah, I started off like any other kid. You know, I have older brothers, and one of my older brother was in football. So as I became a high school student, you know, hey, my brother's in football. You know, he's an athlete. So let me give this a try, because we never tried it in middle school. So I joined the football team, classic story, you know, I subluxed my shoulder or pinched my AC joint. I don't know, as a student, as a kid, I don't know exactly what I did, I just know I hurt my shoulder. Could no longer play, but I didn't want to leave, you know, sports. I had friends on the football team, so I wanted to stick around. And so, hey, look, there's some other people on the sideline, you know, doing stuff. I wonder what they're doing. And, you know, they were the student trainers, which were also the equipment managers. So for 3.5 years, I was a student trainer and an equipment manager.
Gotcha.
I gave it a try. I had a knack for it. You know, I picked up taping real easily, you know, slapping on Band-Aids, you know, and, you know, oh, hey, go get a cooler of this and that. that was easy for me. Mm-hmm. And so I liked it. I stuck with it. And I found out, hey, you can make money doing this. Let me go to college. And so, yeah, I went to University of Texas in Arlington as a student athletic trainer.
Gotcha. 4 years there?
No, like you, 5 years.
Very good. Hey, my scholarship paid for 5. Why not take it, right?
Yeah, true.
Yeah, I was looking at I just got my transcripts back from Human Resources, and they said, like, I took 156 hours because I was planning on doing physical therapy school, so I took all these extra classes, and I was like, man, I think that's a lot more than I was supposed to take, but whatever. I met my wife my 5th year, so it was all part of the plan.
Oh, there you go. Good work. So I think with me, I graduated with a BA, but if I'd taken one other class, I could have gotten a BA and a BS.
Yeah, it just works that way. All right, so you graduated from UTA, and then now what's your journey look like from there?
I don't have any aspirations to move into athletic directing. I'm not athletic, to become a director or a coordinator. I'm happy as an athletic trainer. Although PT school was kind of on the back of my mind as a high school student, when I got to college and, you know, strictly speaking about PTs, they don't usually go outside. They don't usually deal with just a certain demographic of athletes or age group of athletes. So then that turned me off. So I'm happy where I'm at, and it looks like this is where I'll be.
Did you say you've been all 15 years at the same school?
Oh, heck no. I've moved around. I've actually worked at Texas City for a year, but I was contracted through the hospital. Mm-hmm. You know, I started off in the Corpus Christi area in Robstown, and then, you know, slowly moved on over to the South Texas, you know, with La Jolla. But right now, yes, La Jolla's got the bulk of my years.
Gotcha. Very cool. Texas City, right down the road from us, so. We played them, I think, 2 years ago in football. It was not pretty at all. I think it was something like 70-7. But
oh, wow.
Yeah, they're pretty good. So, all right. Tell me about some, in your opinion, the worst injury you've dealt with.
Well, I guess, I don't know if Izzy used the same story or not. We didn't compare notes, but just recently we had a knee dislocation, and he tore 3 of his 4 ligaments, and yes, I've seen an ankle turn the wrong way because of a fracture, but that wasn't my student. I saw it, I was there, I responded first, but then once they strapped him in and took him away, he wasn't mine.
Right.
As far as my injuries, you know, from a student, that would be one of the worst ones, not including concussions, because every concussion is its own beast. And I one of the scariest ones was where a kid, he had personality changes that lasted 6 months. He was not himself for a full 6 months after this concussion. And in the terms of length of symptoms, that's scary.
Yeah. Yeah, changes that big. So,
yeah.
Yeah, he mentioned the knee dislocation and that the kid just recently had their reconstructive surgery. So,
yeah.
That you guys are looking about 2 years with him for rehab.
Yes.
Yeah. That's pretty catastrophic, pretty life altering. So,
yeah. So, we're going to have to learn how to stay positive for him. I've never had to deal with a life changing injury like that ever so far. So, it'll be a challenge.
I wonder if any of that new stuff, like the blood flow restriction, if any of that stuff would work for somebody like him. Because, you know, I with the vascular compromise, I just don't know all the deal. But if the blood flow restriction helps heal faster, then I wonder if that would be something with him that would improve him. I don't know.
I have not heard any about that stuff. I'll have to look that stuff up.
Well, we talked about it with Kevin Maloney during the month of March. At some point. So I know he talked about it on the podcast. So if you want,
okay,
you can look that one up.
I must have missed that one. I'll look that one up.
All right. So other than that injury there, tell me about your most memorable moment as an athletic trainer.
This is a bit of a funny one because, yes, we deal with athletes, we deal with injuries, and we're used to, or at least I would like to think after a couple of years, you're used to rehabbing something. They go back on the field and they perform to the level that they were before the injury. So for me, that I don't really see that as something memorable. That's my goal. That's what they should be. You know, that's what we should do every day. So this is not an actual story about an injury. Just a kid. He was a junior, a good football player, good soccer player, good athlete all around. But for some strange reason, none of the coaches has ever taught him how to spin after to avoid a tackle. And I noticed that we were doing knee rehab for him. And so part of the rehab, I taught him how to spin off of a tackle, off of the tackle dummies. And lo and behold, that very next week when he was released, he scored a touchdown by doing that move. And he came running off the sideline. And he was like, Carlos, did you see I did your move? And a move that should be normal to some of these upper-level athletes was new to him. And he scored a touchdown. And don't get me wrong, he had scored plenty of touchdowns in his career, but off of that move was something new and exciting.
Yeah, that's a pretty cool, interesting story. So very good. All right, what life lessons have you learned being an athletic trainer?
Oh, that's another tough one because with different stages in your life, you're going to learn different lessons, and, you know, all of them are important. That's a tough one for me to answer. Just to have patience, whether you know it or not, you've got friends or family or even a athletic training community that can come to your aid. So have patience and don't be afraid to ask if anything comes up, whether it's help, whether it's knowledge. That's all I got for that one.
Israel, I think, said something very similar this morning, and then Mary, she's still down there just listening in, smiling. She said the same thing. Patience was one of the big life lessons she's learned, and just being flexible. So seems to be the theme, huh?
Yeah.
All right. If you got one piece of advice for athletic trainers, what's that going to be?
Definitely don't be afraid of change. Like we're talking a lot about this student trainers and the liabilities. So that's obviously going to be change for some people. Or maybe not. Maybe some people are following all the rules and they've been doing it right. Or not necessarily right. They've been doing it the way the NATA wants it done. Let's put it that way. Don't be afraid of change. And definitely only worry about the things that you can actually do something about. There's no reason to worry about other things that you just cannot control. Because, I'm sure you see students all the time worried about stuff that are out of their control. And you're like, oh, my goodness. Well, one, you're young and you really don't know what to worry about. And two, when you get older, you'll learn, you know, worry about the things you can affect.
All right, good ones. Worry about the things that you can affect. All right. Now, there's got to be some people you want to thank. So tell me three of those and why you're going to thank them.
Okay. You know, naturally, you know, you got to thank the parents, two older brothers, and I was the only one to go off to college. And I'm from Houston, and I actually went to Arlington, so that's a couple hundred miles away. And they supported me in that, you know. They didn't push me, obviously, to go to college, but at the same time, they didn't discourage it. So thank you for, you know, and, you know, supporting me throughout the years with however they could, making it through college. Thank you. I want to thank them for that. And of course, my high school athletic trainer, Thomas Phillips, in the Dulles High School.
Thomas and Dulles. Did you know I used to work at George Bush High School?
Did you?
Yeah. Well, I don't know if that was around back when you were in high school, but yeah, I worked with Thomas. So sorry.
Funny guy. Oh, he was a riot. Oh, I loved the guy.
Sorry. I interrupted you. Go ahead.
I don't know if he's still training or if he's in the classroom.
I think he retired last year or the year before.
Okay.
So
I had the honor of being a student under him. And then I guess the natural progression would be the trainer at UTA, Brian Conway. He was my student trainer, or he was my head trainer back then.
Gotcha. Very cool. All right. Good work. Carlos, somebody wants to get a hold of you. How are they going to do that?
They can always get a hold. Well, I work in a bunker, so the phones don't always go through, but you're more than welcome to try my cell phone. It's area code 713-277-8333. And then there's always the school email. It's c.presas@lajoyaisd.net.
I see you got that Houston area cell phone. There you go. All right, Carlos Presas, La Jolla ISD, and I had it right with Israel. It's La Jolla, Lincoln Juarez High School in La Jolla ISD.
You would think, but switched. No, it's Juarez Lincoln.
Juarez Lincoln, okay. All right, yeah. So I had it right with Israel. It's a lot to remember. So
yeah.
So if you want to get a hold of him, he just gave you his information. If you're looking for a job down in the valley, or you just want to hear some more about his thoughts, or you want to figure out how you can make your facial hair look like his, you can hit him up. That is definitely a unique facial hair thing you got going on there. So Carlos, thanks for being a part of the Sports Management Broadcast. Thanks for being
thanks
an
for
advocate for telling people. And again, I look forward to seeing you down at Spats this summer, too.
Absolutely. We'll see you here.